as we also did. This is Peter saying when he preached to them. Can anyone stop them for not being baptized? So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Why I bring this place? Because he said we should baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But go to the book of Matthew, where Jesus Christ, this is Peter, saying, can anyone stop them after preaching to them about Jesus Christ? He now said, can anyone stop them and let them baptize in the name of Jesus Christ? But in the book of Matthew, Jesus Christ himself ordered the apostles to go and preach. And whosoever that believed that they should baptize him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes. What's your question?
My question, because I have been searching since you have been preaching this, that the one that Jesus Christ said is wrong, that the one that is right is to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. Is there any other area you can use to support this in the Bible?
Support what? To support what?
This, yeah, because where you stand,
yes,
is that we should baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That whosoever does not baptize in the name of Jesus Christ is wrong.
Yes.
Is there any other verse in the Bible to support it?
To support that there was baptism in the name of Jesus.
That is right. That the one that Jesus Christ said to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, is wrong.
Sorry, let me ask you. Please, where do you worship?
Huh?
Where do you worship?
I worship here.
Since when?
Last year.
Have you been baptized?
Yes.
Here?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus?
Yes.
Before you came here, did you baptize before?
Yes.
Why did you re-baptize here?
Because you preach it.
Because I said it.
And I believe.
No, what made you to believe it? So you actually baptized because I said go and re-baptize. Not because you understood. Now, that baptism is not accepted before God. You have not yet baptized. Because you are baptized at my command. And it is wrong. If there is anybody listening to me here now, you baptize because I said go and baptize. Yeah, God will never accept it. Don't do anything because a pastor ordered you to do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, anything that is not done of faith is sin. Don't be a mumu person. When you come to this church, shine your eyes. But she's sincere because there are many more people that say, you know, since everybody they baptize, waiting there, make I go baptize. Maybe if I baptize, I go get a husband next month. Make I go. Okay, you baptize, you get the husband, you don't get them. He said after baptism, the one where they follow you, no green come again, sir. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 28 verse 19, he said, go and baptize, preach to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So what is the emphasis in that commandment? It's a name, correct? Talk to the microphone so that they can hear you.
Yes.
Correct? It's a name. So the emphasis is the name. And that name is the name of the Father. So if you speak English, because you can read and write, it means you should ask, what is the name of the Father? So that you will get the name of the Father and use it and baptize. The next one is, and of the Son. That is the name of the Son. So find out what is the name of the Son. Father is not the name. Son is not the name. Baptized in the name. There's a difference between name and title. Correct? The There are many trees, but every tree has identification. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. There are many fathers. If you are a father here, can you stand up? See, fathers. So if I shout father, eh? Is that your name? Sir, is that your name?
No, sir.
But you are a father.
Yes, sir.
What is the name of this father?
Williams.
The name of the father is?
Williams.
The name of the father is?
Williams.
Is your name father?
No, sir.
What is the name of this father?
Williams.
So to go and do something in the name of this father, which name will you use?
Williams.
Oh, why is it difficult? William, stand up. Hallelujah. You are a father?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
You are a son?
Of course.
You have a father?
Yes, I have a father.
You have a father?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So what are you to him?
I'm a son.
What is the name of this son?
Williams.
Huh? Be okay, you are William. Yes, William. You are William.
Yeah.
So this, you are the son. What is the name of this son?
This son.
Yes, this son.
Williams.
William.
Yes.
Not son.
Not son.
What is the name? But this William is also a father.
Of course.
So what is the name of this father?
It's Williams.
What is the name of this son?
Williams.
Oh, glory be to God. So go and do something in the name of the father and of the son. This father and this son. What name will you use?
Williams.
Not father, not son.
No, sir.
Why? Because you know the name of the father.
Of course.
You know the name of the son.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Is that understood? No argument. Thank you. God bless you. And without controversy. Listen, church. Every baptism in the Bible was done in obedience to Matthew 28, verse 19. Go and baptize in the name, one name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And that name is the Lord Jesus. That's why every baptism in the Bible was done in the name of the Lord Jesus, the New Testament. Because Jesus is the name of the Father. He gave it to his Son. And the Holy Ghost is coming in the name of the Son. Yes, let's hear you. Hello? I'm sorry, Sister Esther, the line is not clear.
Hello.
Can you ask your question again?
Okay. My question is how do we because here in Germany women are in charge of churches. I mean they are pastors, you know what I mean? Yeah. I want to know because he said that a woman shouldn't be head a church. Then my second question is about parents of spouses. How do we do that? Because I know it's very cold here. That how do we stop of that? Because this is
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Esther from Germany. Two questions.
Yeah.
God bless you. Listen to my answer. Now, two questions she's asking. One, about women pastors. Because in Germany, she said there are so many women pastors. And here we are saying that a woman cannot pastor a church. So how do we reconcile the fact that there are so many women pastors even there in Germany? Well, the only reason why women are pastoring churches is either of two reasons. It is either because they don't know the Bible requirement of coming into that office, or They know it and they willingly disobey it. That's the only reason. Because the Bible makes it clear that a woman cannot pastor a church. Your second question is, women over there in Germany, Europe, why we say they cannot wear trousers? Maybe you're looking at the weather. I don't know. There's a sister in Germany, Sister Betty. We don't know if you're watching us now, because I brought her out when I was in Germany, I think last month or so, in the same gathering like this, and they were asking questions like this, and I brought her out to tell them how she, as a Christian woman and a believer of this message, how she's able to do without trousers even during winter. I don't know if she's online now. Can you answer? Maybe she will hear you and tell her how, what you do. I mean, how you overcome it. But she came out and told them that they are not sincere, that no trouser can stop cold. She said there are things that you wear inside. Put one, add one on top. Put one, add one on top. Then carry your skirt and cover it down. And wear boots. So there are boots that they wear, the rich. He told them, said, that is how they dress during winter. They that are Christians, they don't wear trousers. In the same winter-prone areas like you, Sister Esther, from Germany. God bless you. I've answered that. Yes. The next question. The next brother two.
Praise the Lord, church. Pastor, my question is on marriage deceit.
Deceit? Marriage by deceit.
Marriage by deceit. In deceit. Whatsoever. That in that marriage by deceit or whatsoever, is there any Bible scripture I can use to back it up? Because I have heard the teaching several times, but I want to know the Bible area we use to back it up.
Do you believe in restitution?
In restitution?
Yes.
Yes.
What is the meaning of restitution?
Restitution is to pay back, and you have to restore it according to the original stage.
Is that the meaning of restitution?
Yes, sir.
Restitution is to correct a wrong that you have done. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
That's the meaning of restitution.
Yes, sir.
To correct a wrong that you have done.
Yes, sir.
Is that scriptural? Is that scripture for restitution?
Yes.
Now, you go marry in deceit. Is it not the wrong thing?
Okay, it's the wrong thing.
So you do restitution.
Okay.
Back to sender.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor.
Hey, number sister two. No, sister two. Okay, don't finish. Sister two. See. Okay, praise the Lord. Yes?
Hello.
Hello? Somebody's on. I mean, yes? Go on.
Hello. Please, brother Paul.
Go on.
Okay. God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
I wanted to remind you the question that one pastor from Thailand asked. He did not understand that question, sir.
Okay.
He said that you said the little horn is Rome from the Vatican City. That he is confused. What he wanted to understand like that, what he see in America, he is confused that he's not seen Antichrist in Rome, he's that is known as an America, as America. So he wants you to put more light on it to understand. He's confused. So that was
Brother Paul, just one moment, Brother Paul. Are you a brother from Alicante?
No.
Where?
Brother Paul, you know.
Eh?
So,
Which city in Spain are you speaking from?
From Spain.
Which city in Spain are you speaking from?
Bilbao, País Vasco.
Okay, God bless you. Praise God. Now, I think that my answer was straightforward. He is linking America to it, and I am saying America is not part of it. The little horn and the ten horns, they are all located in the same, or around the same beast. If that beast is the fourth beast, and it is the fourth world empire, and it is Rome. America is a different beast entirely in Revelation chapter 13. It is not among the fourth beast, which is the fourth world empire. God bless you. Yes, sister. Can we give her the microphone, please?
Shalom, sir. Shalom, church.
God bless you.
Sir, with due respect, did I hear you say that William Marion Branham preached or teach that tithes should be paid to the pastors this evening?
Yes, he made this one quote and he said something like, he said that the tithe belonged to the pastor.
Okay. Okay, why, and in his church or whatever, they gave him an allowance.
Sure.
And changed his cars.
They were taking care of him.
They were taking care of him.
Yes.
So why did he preach that? And but he was not collecting tithes.
He wasn't.
So why did he preach it? Why did he?
I have just explained the fan in his hand, the hand of Jesus Christ, where William Branham made some statements to take some people out of the message and let them concentrate on the reason why they come to Christ.
Why?
It's a mystery, but that is the truth.
Okay, because why I came out to ask this question was that it was like he misled the other pastors into collecting
the same brother said, if I say anything contrary to the Bible, drop my own and hold that of the Bible. So he has not misled anybody.
Okay. Okay, let's end it at that, because I was going to continue to say that
you can't. The mystery of that man's ministry is deep.
Yes, I can see now.
He needed to say some things because all manner of people were looking at the anointing and were not hearing what he was saying. So there must be separation. And God separates using his word.
Yeah, because I was going to refer us to Malachi 3:8-10, you know, where the Bible says that tithes will be brought in the Lord's storehouse, so that there will be meat.
Well, I have answered you.
You've answered.
God bless you.
And then my second question is, I just want to be sure. It's like I heard you preach in one Friday Covenant Vigil that shorts are for women, that men shouldn't wear shorts. Shorts are for women to sit around the house with. Is it, did I hear you say that?
No, I said that shorts, this short that we wear,
yeah,
they are women underwear garments. That's what I said. Am I not correct?
Well, I thought you said shorts are for, just like I said earlier.
I said,
what you said was underwear is like our tights.
I said shorts. They are women underwear garments. And for a man to wear that type of short knicker, I enter street, they walk about, he has a mental problem.
Well, I leave my third question for next time, because that is going to be a bit controversial.
Let it not be controversial. No, ask your question. No,
because I don't have the Bible I have here is a small print.